Now, the Rambam writes that in order for Yom Kippur to work, in order for the tshuva of Yom Kippur to be accepted as much as it's possible, the Rambam writes that one has to believe in tshuva, certainly. And the Rambam also adds one has to believe in Yom Kippur. Now, that's an interesting thing. We understand why a Jew has to believe in tshuva in order for tshuva to work, because otherwise you're not really investing in tshuva unless you believe in it. But what does it mean to believe in Yom Kippur? Why do you need to believe in Yom Kippur? And what does that even mean, b'chlal, to believe in Yom Kippur? So the truth is, when it comes to the day of Yom Kippur, people often have an issue, whether they express it verbally or not, which is that, let's be honest, I know Matz Yom Kippur, I'm pretty much going to be the same guy as I was before Yom Kippur. So what is the great significance of these 24 hours? Am I really changing? Am I really becoming someone different if I know that in the next 24 hours I'm pretty much the same guy as I was before? How different am I? And so when a person thinks like that, therefore the question is, how in the world would the Rabbanu Shem accept my tshuva if he knows that I'm the same person as I am before, really? So now I'm wearing a kittel. What's really the difference? Here comes the Rambam, and the Rambam says, no. You have to believe in Yom Kippur. What does it mean to believe in Yom Kippur? It means that instead of thinking of Yom Kippur as just a day in the calendar, on the same level, on the same dimension, as the same sphere of reality as Erev Yom Kippur and Matz Yom Kippur. We have to think of Yom Kippur as something different. Yom Kippur is a different Metzius altogether. Yom Kippur, it's a different world. It's a different world. Even though you're waking up in the same bed, and you're walking maybe to the same shul as you davened Erev Yom Kippur, it's a different universe. And the world is different in Yom Kippur, and the person is a different person in Yom Kippur. And the Chiddush, the great kindness of the Rabbanu Shalom, is that he judges you based on the reality of Yom Kippur. And a person has to believe in that. A person has to be mechazik their faith that who I am before Yom Kippur and who I am after Yom Kippur, those are different people than who I am on Yom Kippur itself. It's a different part of my soul. It's a different part of reality. And a person has to believe in that in order for Yom Kippur to really bring you to that place that Yom Kippur is able to bring us to. And so we have to be mechazik ourselves at any level of tshuva, any level of regret and remorse and commitment to become better in the future that we do on Yom Kippur. The Rabbanu Shalom has blinders on. All he sees is Yom Kippur. That the entire universe to him is just Yom Kippur. He doesn't know, he doesn't pay attention to what's before, what's after. Those are different worlds. It's a different planet Earth. Yom Kippur is a different planet Earth. And so we have to mechazik ourselves with that, to believe in tshuva, to believe in Hashem's kindness towards us, and to believe in Yom Kippur. So Hashem Shalom, we should be zaycha to enter into the Yom Kaddish, the holiest day of the year, with that mindset that we are entering into a holy place. That's what it is. We're entering into a holy place. And with that, the Itzuma Shel Yom, the essence of the day, should be able to be poiled, to accomplish, and to clean us out from all of our chesrayness. And we should feel, and it should resonate within us, that we're talking new people. And Hashem should give a gemar chasim atayva to seal our year in a positive way. It should be a year of blessing, of refuas and yeshuas, and gulas for all of Klal Yisrael.
Thank you, Hashem.
Thank you, Hashem.
Thank you, Hashem.